A is Sunshine Children's Fishing Program with Denny Dobbins for 7100. Denny?
Good to see you.
Good to see you, sir.
The ladies and gentlemen, or gentlemen and lady, anyway, Carolyn. Our project, of course, the purpose of it is to develop anglers. That's pretty much our sole goal, is to develop junior anglers and push it forward. Our focus is not to do a social welfare, whatever, even though we do have Salvation Army and several of the groups involved. But our purpose is to develop those anglers. Now, to do so, we've been working through ideas for the last 35 years. This is our 35th year of it. So it's taken us a while. This year, we started with the idea of, hold it, maybe we let the kids identify the fish and push them to do the Junior Angler Award, and also within the club, the our club's gives Junior Angler Awards also. But the idea is to push the saltwater angling, push the through the angling awards. Now, to do that, we're developing a booklet. And that'll be given out. We used to give out hats, and then we did T-shirts. Where this year, we're doing booklets, and along with the rod and reel to give away. There's some mistakes. This is just a draft. This is the beginning. We have some angling rules. For example, keep only that which you're going to eat. Respect the fish. Clean up your trash, so forth and so forth. Those will be incorporated into this as we go forward. We're working with the freshwater people. Jim Game is also helping us work with this, and we'll be incorporating some freshwater items as we go forward. They're providing bags for us to put these in that have those angling rules and some other matters, helping us out. Program's developing. There's a mistake here. It says we have about 2,000 children over the years. Actually, it's right at 9,000, 8,900 children in those years. So we've had a lot of kids go through. Last year we had a little problem. If you remember, July was extremely hot. The Salvation Army, because it's an organization that's funded by outside forces, cannot let children go out when the heat index reaches certain items. When it hits about 90 degrees, they cannot. That causes some problems, especially on a pier. It was 101. So we had a problem there. Hopefully that won't happen this year. We've also developed some other groups that will fill in. Last year we only had about 60 kids on the pier versus our normally about 120. Two buses just turned back. We'd like y'all to come out and help if you have a chance. The idea is to have, I have about 25 people that will take three kids apiece or four kids and teach them to fish. The idea is to teach them to fish. You can also help. You'll look at this booklet and make some suggestions. And I can be contacted. I'm easy to find. You can call my office and give any suggestions, or you can give them to Sonia and she will forward them to me. Especially Carolyn, you're as a teacher, you know dang well what I'm asking you to do. Take a look at it.
Put the onus
on
you.
We don't need that crab. Okay? There's not a crab pitcher in there. We've got to put one of those in there somewhere. But most of the pictures are of the children that have actually caught fish. You notice there's no heads, but it's looking at the fish and focus on that. I think it's going to make the children have more of an appreciation of what fish they have and what's available. The choice of fish is based on what is caught in the harbor of Hampton Roads. We have just looked at all the records, and this seems to be what we catch. And if anybody has a suggestion of additional fish or additional picture, please let me know. And I like funny, of course, but that's where we're headed.
Any questions for Denny? Thank you, Denny.